At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's go right to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He is Mike Petriello from ESPN. And don't forget, coming up during the Home Run Derby, he'll be doing a StatCast version of it on ESPN, too, so you can check him out there. Mike, thank you for joining the show. We appreciate you. How are you, my man?
Hey, Mike.
Well, listen, after hearing that introduction, I'm kind of hungry now. I don't know what a Mr. Hero is, but I got to find one.
Oh, you got to find one.
It is a fine Northeast Ohio cheesesteak-based restaurant. Yeah, it's good. Oh, they make the great. They're great. I love them. We can talk about them for the next 20 minutes if you want to, but
not
I'd probably
idea,
get in
though,
trouble with that.
Because Mike's here to talk baseball.
All right, Mike, can you help me out with the Guardians? Because I was 100% just jotting down all the ideas for the obit, and then they turn around and they beat Houston twice after a 10-game losing streak, and they do it in fine fashion yesterday against two of the best pitchers in the American League. Please help me understand the Guardians.
Well, I will admit I did not see the game last night, so I don't have anything specific on how they won, but I think they were not going to lose every game for the rest of the season.
Right? Okay, eventually, fair enough.
10-game losing streak was going to stop. And even, you know, the Astros are a pretty good team. Cleveland's going to have their moments, but, you know, I think it's pretty fair to say that it's been a rough season overall, and it's somewhat hard for me to see it turning around, sad to say.
Fair enough.
I think we're in agreement with you, though. With that in mind, trade deadline coming up on July 31st, how should teams who are sitting where the Guardians are approach the trade deadline, Mike? I can't imagine them being buyers, but how much should they be selling?
Yeah, it's kind of tricky. A lot of these teams are going to try to do both, I think. So if you look at their playoff odds right now, I'm looking at Fangraphs here, and if you look at the Guardians playoff odds, they are, you know, 8% to make the wild card. That's not nothing. Everybody's going to point to, you know, teams that last year looked like they were totally out of it and then, you know, had a late season rebound, and that can happen. That's what the Tigers did, but that's pretty tricky to do. So I think what you're going to see with the Guardians is you're going to see them maybe selling off some incumbent free agents, but they're not going to sell the big pieces. Like, here in New York, people are dying for them to trade Jose Ramirez to the Yankees, and it's like, it's not going to happen, guys. Like, there's just no way that's going to happen. I don't think they're going to trade Steven Kwan. And then if you look beyond that, you know, could you trade Class A? Sure, that'd be interesting. I could potentially see that happening, but I would be surprised if they completely blow it up for the second half of the season, just because they're in the spot they're in because, you know, a lot of guys have underperformed or maybe aren't that attractive right now.
How big of a haul could you get for Emmanuel Clase from a team that thinks they're a closer away from winning it?
Pretty big, right? I mean, teams don't value saves anymore, so it's not going to really be about that. But you look at Class A, and I think what they will value the most is his consistency year over year. This is now, what, his fifth year, I believe, of being excellent. And I know he got off to a rough start this year, but if you looked at it, and I remember doing this, I think part of his rough start was about bad luck, and part of it was about his own poor defense, as I remember, and not really about his pitching. You know, and I think a lot of people will look at him and say, well, you know, 0.61 ERA last year, and this year he's got a 3.12, and that's much worse. And I think the flaw there is in assuming that any pitcher could have a 0.61 ERA year over year over year. This is a guy who's been excellent for five straight years. We know he prevents hard contact. That's what people value in the postseason. And I do think if they put him out there, that they could get something pretty good, because if you look at all the teams who are going to the postseason, every single one of them needs a top-end reliever. Like, people like to go, you know, team by team for contenders. What do they need? A third baseman. And nobody ever says bullpen, because the answer is everybody needs a bullpen at all times. The Yankees, the Dodgers, the Tigers, you name it. So I think there'd be a pretty good bidding war, because I think if they put him out there, he might potentially be the best reliever available.
The other name that kind of pops up around here as far as, you know, looking for some trade value, especially knowing the contract situation, is Carlos Santana. You know, he's at the twilight of his career, but I don't know. What's the value of Santana out there? What do you think?
Not that much. Like, do I think a team would be interested in him? Sure. You know, switch hitting guy, good defender, great reputation in the clubhouse. You could totally see a guy like that coming in and having like a big moment in the playoffs. Not like he's having a great season. As you know, the power numbers are way down. Play discipline is still there. You can't possibly have the expectation that a 39-year-old first baseman not having a great year, who's been on like, what, six teams in the last 6 years or however since he left Cleveland the first time, is going to bring back a lot. So he'll be traded, I think, just because he's exactly the kind of guy who should be traded. Add some depth to the bench for some team, but you know, you're going to get a low A pitcher for him, probably not much more.
Mike Petriello joining us from MLB.com. We deal with a lack of offense here, and lack of hitters other than Jose and sometimes Stephen Kwan, who puts fear into the other team. How does a team that's so good at developing pitching not develop hitting very well?
Well, it's an extremely different skill, right? Like, it's completely different sides of the ball. And they're not the only team that does that. You know, there are teams that we've seen who can develop hitters and just cannot buy a pitcher. To me, I look at this and I'm not that surprised, because if you look at the end of last year, I think because of the nice playoff run, people maybe kind of forgot how weak the offense was for the entire second half. I believe, if I remember, they outscored only like three of the weakest teams in baseball in the second half. And how did they proceed in the playoffs? Because they had a borderline historically great bullpen. And you figured those guys would still be very good, and for the most part they have, but it wasn't really fair to ask them to be historically great again, and then they haven't. And so when I look up and down the roster, I don't have a ton of surprise, other than I would say Lane Thomas, who I definitely expected more than he's given. But, you know, Kwan's been pretty good. Ramirez has been good as always. And I'm not really sure who else I expected more from, because this is kind of what we saw last year. And I'm not sure what else could have been expected other than, like, out of nowhere steps forward from, let's say, Manzardo. Getting Nolan Jones back is good. And it just seems like this is the same conversation we've been having for at least a decade with this team, which is, why does the outfield never have enough bats? Why can't they go find someone or develop someone who can hit? And if you kind of go back, it's been, you know, what, Kwan and Ramirez over the last decade are maybe the only two. You know, Noel we thought would be interesting. He was a disaster. Rocchio hasn't really hit much. And I'm just not sure what they do other than, you know, is it changed coaching staff? Obviously, you'd like to see them go out and acquire bigger guys in free agency, but this has been an ongoing thing for years.
How good do you, how good do you think the Tigers are? And I watch them and I'm like, it's a good team. I mean, their diff is like 112. Just looking that up, and I mean, it just blows away the rest of the Central. Are the Tigers that good, or is the Central that just so mediocre? I ask that because we're sitting in the middle of the soup and I don't know what it looks like on the outside.
That's a great question. I think the answer is both. Obviously, the rest of the American League Central is not that good, but the Tigers are for real. And I think you can see that by the fact that we are now like an entire year into this. At the end of last year, it was that great last 2 month run. And now we are, what, 4 months into the season here, and they're still playing great ball. Yeah. And so I don't see a whole lot here where it's like, I don't buy it, especially because, you know, you look at the roster and it's, well, they have probably the best starting pitcher in baseball in Tarik Skubal. I would put him over absolutely anybody else right now. You've got a manager in AJ Hinch who clearly knows how to mix and match with the bullpen. And the one thing that has surprised me is I did not really expect the bottom half of this lineup to do much. Like, I thought they were going to be pretty top heavy. I'm a huge Riley Green fan. I love Kerry Carpenter. All of a sudden, Wenciel Perez has been great. You know, Torkelson's come back out of nowhere. Baez has come back out of nowhere. Gleyber Torres, I believe, was a pretty underrated free agent signing. I loved that for them. And I kind of expected the 5-9 of this offense to be one of the worst in baseball. And, man, I was totally off about that, because they've gotten production from everywhere. And I think in a few cases you could say, okay, career year or whatever. But, you know, Torkelson's still only 25 years old. Riley Green's only 24. These are talented guys who have figured out a way to put it together. And I'm in on the Tigers. I think they are the best team in the American League, and it might not be close right now.
Mike Petriello joining us from MLB.com. He'll be working with ESPN2 on the Stack.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cast version of the Home Run Derby coming up at the All-Star Weekend. I have a Home Run Derby question for you in a minute. But Shane Bieber coming back from Tommy John had a little bit of a setback. We haven't seen him. There's no timetable. If you're the Guardians, what do you do with him? Because he has a player option for next year. And if you're Shane and you haven't stepped on a mound yet, what are you thinking about that player option for next year?
Well, I think it depends entirely on if he gets back onto the mound before the end of the season, which I know has been the plan pending, you know, whatever the severity of that setback is. I would be very surprised if he wants to go into the offseason having not demonstrated that he can be healthy and let it go. So that to me, everything is defined on that. He gets onto the mound and it's healthy, that's one thing. And if he doesn't, that's another thing. So as far as what you do with him, you try to get him back on the mound before the end of the season, because if he doesn't pitch, he's going to pick up the player option, no doubt. He probably will even if he does pitch. But that's going to define a lot about what you look at this rotation going into next year. You know, Williams and Bybee, and is Bieber going to be a part of it? How much can you count on him? And if you can't see him do it in the majors this season, you're going to have a ton of questions, and I'm not sure how much you can count on it for next year.
If he gets on the mound, has a couple of good starts, and they're not getting good vibes about him picking up that option, are you going to try to move him?
I don't think you'll have time to, right? Okay. I mean, the trade deadline's in, what, 3 weeks? I'm not even sure if he'll be back by then, much less have a couple of starts. So the timing does not work in their favor, unfortunately.
Okay. Home Run Derby's coming up. Does it ruin a guy's swing, Mike, or not?
No, it does not. I love this. This is one of my favorite topics. And basically, it comes down to this. People love to say that it does, and you can certainly point to examples where a guy has been worse. But basically, what happens is this. If you are selected to be in the Home Run Derby, and you know one thing for certain, and that's that you've had a very happy and healthy and productive first half where everything's gone right. So just by definition, you probably bet against that continuing for the second half of the year. And a good way to test that is you look at the guys who made the All-Star team but did not participate in the Derby, and you compare them to the Derby guys. And every single year, and I've looked at this for like a decade now, the guys who play in the All-Star game and are not in the Derby have a bigger fall off in the second half than the Derby guys do. And in fact, you can point to some guys who get better after the Derby. Like Juan Soto is on the record as saying, I had a better second half after I won the Derby because that sort of reminded me like the best version of my swing. You know, I loved it. So no, it does not ruin your swing in the second half. And it's like my favorite myth to shoot down. It's not going to happen this year either.
Glad I could tee you up.
Thank you.
I don't know. I was concerned for you. Just whatever. You don't really need to study the Guardians for Home Run Derby this year. You'll be okay. I think you'll be all right. They're struggling.
Yeah, no such worries about that.
Let's go back to that and talk a little bit about what he said and what you just brought up about Emmanuel Clase and trading him. Don't you think, and I'll ask both of you guys this, don't you think trading Clase depends on how you feel about Cade Smith? Don't you think it's a big factor in whether you feel like you could trade him right now, knowing that Clase's contract is very friendly for this team for a couple of years, right? So, I mean, if you feel like Cade Smith could step up and be your closer and feel like you're not losing as much as you, although it's a tough task because his success of last year makes you think that he can never do that again.
Although
do we need him to do that again?
As Petriello said, he's been really consistent for about 5 years. It's not just last year. And that's the thing. That's one thing about Clase. The other thing is this. He's under contract, and it's a team-friendly contract. And he's tied to the organization for several more years. I think it's 3 more years after this. It's off the top of my head. I think it's 3 more after this.
Okay.
So he's $6.4 million in 2026, and then team options for $10 million apiece for the next 2 years, which is really affordable.
So after this year, he's still tied to the Guardians for 3 more years.
So
means this: if you think you're going to be a contender, Andy, why would you get rid of the best closer in the game?
I wouldn't, and so that's why I kind of wanted to tee you up with whether you thought Cade Smith could fill in. Here's the next question: what would you get for Cade Smith if you tried to?
Not very much.
So.
Why would you trade Cade Smith?
Because you have Clase under a really nice contract for the next couple years.
Set up, guys.
But if another team thought highly enough of Cade Smith, I just don't think you'd get the same return that you would get on Clase. So you can always flip that around and ask yourself, well, wait a minute. If we're in good with Clase and we think we might be good by, you know, and maybe you hang on. The reason I think you get rid of Clase now is that you have not 100%.
Do you think you should?
Here's why, and okay. You would have to believe that you could overcome the deficit to get a wild card spot and contend this year. If you felt like you could get, if the Guardians got one or two bats, how much of a difference would that make in the lineup? If you kept the current lineup you have and picked up one or two bats, and I'm talking, I mean, what do they? Could you imagine bringing in a 260 hitter on this lineup? Oh man, that's a miracle, right? 260 plus 275. Guys somewhere in there, and maybe you grab two of those guys and insert them into the lineup. Now all of a sudden you're like, you know what? We're going to make a run for this in the wild card because we think we have the pitching that can get us through to the playoffs and we can contend now. That's the only reason why, because I think Clase is the only guy on this roster other than the two obvious ones. And one, I mean, I that was the first time I've heard, Ramirez to New York. Okay, uncle, stop. You got Lindor.
It's
keep your mouth shut.
You've heard that?
No,
That's been out there.
Do you hear that on a daily basis? How often do you hear that?
Not on a daily basis.
To me, when I hear that,
It's been out there frequently.
That's New York blowhard saying, well, we can have any player we want in the league. Go
well,
get
sure.
Him. Yeah.
And you're looking at a team in the Guardians that just lost 10 straight games.
Which, by the way, they can, for the most part.
The thought with Clase is this, and I could sit here and debate and make a real strong case either way. To me, this team is so lacking in offensive talent, and it seems to be lacking in the minors as well. If there are guys that are on the cusp of getting here, great. Until I see Chase DeLauder in the majors, until I see CJ Cephas in the majors and producing, until we see Travis Bazzana in the majors, they're just nice thoughts. I don't mean to belittle what they're doing.
I don't disagree with that at all. I agree.
If you could trade Class A, and I threw this out yesterday to the Phillies. Phillies, the rumor that we've seen out there, Phillies. They have a couple of position players at the top of their prospect list who are in AAA and AA and seem ready for the majors next year. If you could get a couple of guys who were starters for you, Andy, and had good sticks, I think you'd have to think about trading Class A. But, man, you couldn't miss on those guys. See, that's the catch. You couldn't miss because Class A's under contract for 3 more years. On the other hand, if you think DeLauder's going to come up and be a starter, you think Bazzana's a year or so away, and they come up and they're starters, you keep the best closer in the game.
Your manager has said, and we heard at the beginning of the show, that he felt like the team has been playing well. They're not catching any breaks, and that they're going to get out of this funk. Well, the last 2 days they played, and in fact, the last 3 games they played that way.
So you look at it that way. It's tough to argue with that game where Naylor let the ball go through his legs.
Yeah, so I'll give him the last 3 games even. And if you thought, and you know you have the White Sox here, so if you can do what you're supposed to do against the White Sox to round this thing out by next weekend, maybe you do. You're a game and a half behind the Twins and the Royals. Is there anybody that wants, like Stephen Vogt makes me want to believe every once in a while that they can get back in this wild card race. This is why I talk about throwing up the white flag all the time.
They can. It's really stacked against them right now because of
the number
and the number they have to hop.
If you took Class A and went out and got 2 hitters, and this would require the organization to reprogram their brain, right? So let's just say you take Class A out of the mix, you trade him, and you get 2 guys in here that can help out this lineup. So now it's just not, 2 guys that can hit or 2.5 guys that can hit. Now maybe you got 5 guys in the lineup, and if you hope you can stay healthy and you feel like you have the pitching to make a run late in the season, I mean, Mike just said this. How many times do we now, because of the 3rd extra team in the wild card, is there hope for the second half of the season where maybe there was no hope before? And it's a long shot, but if you felt like what you have now is able to get you there, would you trade him? Would you trade him? And stop thinking about next year. Think about now with what you've got. I don't know. If you're the front office, you've got to figure that out.
It seems a heck of a lot easier. And if you disagree, by all means, call us. It seems a heck of a lot easier for this organization to replace a top-notch closer than it would be to develop 2 starting position players who can help your offense.
The other premise to what you're saying, to what I...
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I was saying that I'm going to add on to that is it. You have to have a front office that's willing to say, you know what, these minor leaguers we think can be really good in the bigs. If we're going to bring in two guys that can hit right now, we're probably going to stifle their career a little bit more and make it a little bit even harder for them to get to the bigs, or maybe now they become tradable. Does that make sense? I mean, if you love your minor league system, and we're talking about how it doesn't feel like it's you know, the crops aren't coming in as great as we thought they would, that means you've got to give up on a thought that you've had. And the way that they run the guys that are up there now, I just don't see them going to, okay, well, we've got nine guys we're going to play every day. We've got a utility guy, and that's it. We're really only going to run 13 guys out there if we can. I don't know, 12 guys. It's a little bit trying to figure out exactly who you are, and I think they need to look in the mirror right now. So, Bill in Parma. Hi, Bill. How are you?
Hi, Bill.
Hey, you guys. You know, I think that the Guardians really need to think about making a change at the general manager and scouting and really redo this organization. Last night, I'll show you, I was bored. I've been watching too much Sherlock Holmes movies with Basil Rathbone. I recommend it highly.
Going back.
The drafts that the Guardians have been abysmal. In 2020, they drafted a young man by the name of Tucker Carlson as a middle infielder, and he's been out of baseball now 2 years. They liked him a lot because his older brother was a good player, and everybody knew him in the organization and the family, and his brother's now out of baseball. 2023, they drafted Ralphie Velasquez.
Velasquez.
Thank
you. He's in Lake County right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, batting .219. And
was a catcher. They moved him to first.
Yeah, yeah. So they'd be helping with his offense, I think.
Awful young to draw conclusions, though, Bill.
I've never known Major League Baseball players who have made it in the major leagues that are batting near the Mendoza line in high A ball. I mean, they can be journeymen. Don't get me wrong, but they're not going to be impact players. Let's look at Bazzana. .250.
He limited at bats before he got hurt.
They just moved him up.
I don't mean to be making excuses, but limited at bats.
I know. But you know what? Most of the guys that really are impact players impact from day one. And we know that.
Can't argue with you on that, Bill.
Listen, I did some work in baseball, and I saw the players that made impact. Lance Berkman, day one, was different. Everybody knew he was different. And so the question is that this organization is not able to do it.
They've had a real hard time identifying an abundance of position players. They've just not done the job that they've done with the pitching.
I know, but you cannot use your pitching to go out and get players, other players for position. I mean, that's just not the way to build an organization. And the last, really the thing that bothers me the most, we can't get a catcher that bats over 160? What?
I mean, it does seem interesting. The Cardinals are your other team, right? Isn't that your other team?
Oh, I think they're poor. That's
okay.
A poor
yeah, I was going to say, too. I was trying to figure out, you know, if you're looking at that, I mean.
No. I think their general manager that they had for a long time there bankrupt that team. And on top of it, they've done pretty much the same thing. Who they have singled out as prospects are not prospects. I mean, they're 260 hitters. At least they're better than what you guys got. But they've got 260 hitters, but they're not going to take you to the World Series.
All right, Bill, I give you credit for being able to look in the mirror on that too, because I just started. You know, I still look at the Guardians, and again, the payroll thing might be an excuse. I get it, I understand that, but you know, the Guardians have had more success than the Cardinals. But at least you were willing to say, "Hey, look, my Cardinals aren't doing exactly. They're not lighting the world on fire. You know, they haven't seen the playoffs since." What 22, and you know their most recent kind of great run was in 19 when they made it to the NLCS. So and then they got swept there too by the Nationals. So, I don't know. You with me on this, Jeff? We're on the same page.
Page?
I don't know. Just trying to figure it out. Let's take. I got time. Yeah, I do. One more. Ron in Cleveland. Hi, Ron.
Hey guys. Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you. Got about 60 seconds.
Okay, real quick. I just wanted to point out, as a disappointed Guardians fan, I feel bad for all of the fans who invested in the Guardians last year. I mean, they showed up and they supported this team only to be rewarded this year by a less than spectacular package that the ownership didn't go in to help these guys win. And just real quick to reiterate what you guys were talking about earlier, let's just say hypothetically they go on a run. We all know that they're not going to do what it's going to take to get the team over the hump. They're going to have to invest in this team some talent, and they have no history of showing they're willing to do that. Thank you guys for the call. You guys have a good afternoon.
Thank you, Ron. Appreciate it. I think that the anybody that thinks exactly the way Ron did, that when they traded Savali and they were still in it a couple years ago, that gave every one of those fans to talk like that all the ammo they ever wanted because they were still in it. And that sucked, I'll be honest with you, because it felt like they could still make a run. But and that's why you question whether they're going to do something now or not, knowing how far back they are in the wild card, but not. It's still obtainable, I think. Maybe I'm just an optimist. As time has gone by, especially over like the last 2.5 decades, I think that villain aspect has kind of changed. And I don't know that fans get as emotional as they would be to throw money out on the field or paper money out on the field when somebody leaves for more money. But on the other side of it, you know, when a team cuts somebody and then somebody goes off and does their own thing, we start to root for them. We stay as a fan, I think, of the player. And then it comes down to, you know, a lot of times we sit here and we talk about, well, they were getting paid, so why are they complaining? So that leads us to the next story. It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Kirk Cousins signed a 4-year, $180 million free agent contract with the Falcons before the 2024 season. Everything looks good. Cousins seems like they're happy to have him. He's happy to go there. He's out of Minnesota. And all of a sudden, they go to the draft, and then they take Michael Penix Jr. They take him with the number 8 pick in the draft. And then Cousins, who was on Netflix quarterback series, said he was pretty surprised and misled about the organization's decision to draft Penix. He said, and I'm reading this from USA Today, but this is from the show, Quarterback Netflix. I wasn't expecting us to take a quarterback. At the time, it felt like I had been a little bit misled, or certainly if I had the information around free agency, it certainly would have affected my decision. I had no reason to leave Minnesota with how much we loved it there if both teams are going to be drafting a quarterback high.
And both did.
Yeah, and so and then he went on.
Penix and then J.J. McCarthy.
So he went on to say, but I've also learned in 12 years in this league that you're not entitled to anything. It's all about being able to earn your spot and prove yourself. Jeff,
he's right about that.
Yeah, so what do What do the Falcons owe him?
A lot of money.
And that's it?
Yep.
Does he come off as a whiner here? What does he come off at? I understand. Here he is. He leaves Minnesota. He knows they're going to draft. He knew what's going on there. And his family wanted to stay in Minnesota. He wanted to be a part of that. But then this opportunity came up in Atlanta.
His in-laws are in the Atlanta area, so Atlanta was a really soft landing spot for him.
He said, we wanted to be in Minnesota, but it became clear that we were going to be there year to year. And that's something we didn't want. And at that point, we said, all right, we need to look elsewhere. If that's our only option, then we'll be back.
Year to year worked out real well for Kirk Cousins.
Financially in Atlanta.
King of the franchise tag.
Yeah.
In Washington and then in Minnesota.
Yes.
So, I mean, that guy's made more money than almost anybody who's played in the NFL, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, until recently, I think he was the highest paid guy dollar-wise in the NFL. I think a team owes a player a good working environment. You know, you want to be working at a good place. That's nice. A chance to compete, you hope. But all they really owe the guy is a paycheck. That's it. And I hate to be
so blunt about it. Do you think they should have been honest with him, though? They didn't have any reason to be.
They didn't have any reason to be.
Why do you think they drafted a quarterback that high?
Because they thought Kirk Cousins was a part-timer, short-term.
Doesn't that happen, though, before the free agency? There's got to be some kind of inkling for Kirk Cousins to go, you know what, I don't know, this man, you know, we're talking about being there, and well, the money's good. Ooh, look at the money. Big pile of money over here, big pile of money. But we're not sure this is a long-term thing, so, well, you know, we're going to plan to the future while you're here, too. And all he sees is the money? Is that all he sees?
All the Cousins sees?
Yeah.
Yeah, and a place to go live where his in-laws are. The guy signed a contract.
I think there could have been. I understand the contract he signed. Could he have signed somewhere else for the same money?
You'd have to ask him.
Yeah, I don't know. I look at this and I'm like, I don't think there would have been anything wrong. I think he feels like he got lied to. They didn't tell him the truth when he was coming.
Imagine that, getting lied to in business.
Well, ethics. Imagine that. What a horrible thought that someone might actually be honest with you.
Buddy of mine, who's a lawyer, sent me this text.
Yep.
The team owes the player what they agreed to in the contract. Nothing more, nothing less. If they don't, there's a breach, and the players have a union to represent them. He's right. He said, although it's the same for the player, player owes the employer, hey, I signed the contract. I should show up and work.
Right.
But my buddy continued, better question is, what does the player owe the team? Hold out?
I don't think you should hold out. Look, you signed the contract, you're going to be there.
Exactly.
I agree with that part of it.
I agree.
But I also think that there could have been some transparency when he decided that, because you've got someone who's looking for a new home, he's a free agent, and if they knew they were going to draft a quarterback as high as they did, I don't think there was anything wrong with being, you know, ethical and being a place that promotes, you know, that want to be honest with you. Why wouldn't you want someone to be honest with you? He's a big boy. He could have handled it.
I don't know how this went down.
Right.
We know the time frame in the NFL. Free agency comes before the draft.
Right. Should it?
Well, that's
would other, they be better served if they did it the other way around?
For another day.
Just curious.
What if the Falcons didn't decide they were going to take Penix until after they signed Cousins? I mean, you hear all the time, well, we don't know who we're going to take. You know, we're going to have to see who's on the board and where it plays out and how it works. I mean, you had the eighth pick.
Truthfully, you
couldn't guarantee you were going to get anybody except the eighth or ninth best guy on your board.
You just tell me what you think, because when I hear the story, I kind of think this, because I think this happens all the time, that you probably had one faction of the front office that was thinking one way, and another faction of the front office or ownership that was thinking another way. That's how you think. That's how I think you get into these situations.
Possibly, yes.
With murky futures and no clarity on what you're doing with a quarterback or any other position for that matter.
Here's the other thing. If you recall, he was coming off an Achilles injury.
Yes.
And if you recall, he started out great. He was playing really well in Atlanta. And then he wasn't playing very well. My guess is if he had continued to play pretty well, he'd have been the starting quarterback. Welcome to the real world of pro sports.
Is this also a byproduct of 17 games because you feel like Let me explain. Before you say no, let me explain. Yeah, and I know he didn't play very well, but now you're sitting in a situation where we've expanded the number of games during the regular season, and I don't know if you agree with me or you don't agree with me on this, but I kind of feel like every team in the NFL must have two quarterbacks they feel like they can put on the field at any given time, knowing that one guy is probably ahead of the other guy, but also knowing that that number two quarterback, you know, we used to say, oh, he's one snap away. No, you really are one snap away, knowing that you're going to play so many games and the odds of injury just increase immensely because you've added more games.
Agreed.
Same page. Dan, concur on any of this stuff, or no, you think we're out of our mind?
It's such an interesting just conundrum in general. Because I could see where the Falcons are coming from, and the idea that, like, if we're winning, we're never going to be up here again to pick a quarterback of the caliber of Michael Penix.
Yeah.
You know, you could see the logic behind that.
Okay.
But I wonder if, you know, maybe you do owe him a heads up. Hey, I know we brought you in. I know we're going to compensate you. We're going to do all those things. But we're not going to pick this high again, especially with you at the helm. So we need to look to the future. You're, what is he, 36, 37? Somewhere in that general idea.
Yep.
Coming off of an Achilles injury. Like,
Cousins also said he expected them to draft a quarterback.
Right.
Just not that high.
Right. He also went on to say, it hurts to go into work, but you got to be an adult, Cousins said of his benching. You've got to be a grown man and handle it with maturity. I feel sorry for myself, and it's hard to do, but it's what you've got to do. And so that's kind of where my focus went. I don't know. Maybe did that, you know, lead to him not playing as well as he was when he first started? I don't know. Is it, you're in your own mind. There's a reason why they have team psychologists on all these teams. Team psychiatrists.
None of us can feel sorry for a guy who got a $180 million contract.
Well,
does money have to mean everything, though? Why can't you feel bad?
It does to you. It does to me.
Not necessarily for a guy that already had the money, too, okay, on top of that.
Then he should have just gone to where he wanted to stay, if he wanted to stay in Minnesota, and roll the dice there.
Would have been the same situation.
Instead, he took the, well, tough. Yeah. Then play better. Play better. Make sure J.J. McCarthy doesn't start ahead of you. Make sure Michael Penix doesn't start ahead of you.
You know how I feel about J.J. McCarthy, so I would have stayed in Minnesota for him, but...
I mean, it's that whole philosophical discussion then of, okay, does money truly bring happiness?
True.
With all piles of cash, do you have joy that follows it?
I'd like to find out.
If I had that kind of money, Jeff would be calling me every day asking me for a loan. I'd be like, yeah. I wouldn't have to give him a loan. I would give him the money. I'll be honest with you.
I would ask for none of it back.
Write that down.
It's that whole conundrum that comes with it. And clearly you've got a guy right here who... has been handsomely compensated, and you could go to over the cap and look at the amount of cash that guy has
had. Unbelievable.
But, like, clearly he hasn't, especially he still wants to play football. He still wants to be a part of a locker room. He still wants to throw it all over the place, and he thinks he still can. Heck, we got one of those guys sitting in Cleveland right here who's bouncing all around the league after being a business Hall of Famer, and Joe Flacco, who still thinks that he could fling it all over and still thinks that he could be one of the best that's out there, and he's been compensated.
And there are plenty of Browns fans that would agree with you.
Yeah. For three generations, he's been compensated for it. But yet, for some reason, competitive drive, quest for happiness,
well, those
he's still out there flinging.
Yeah, all those things have nothing to do with money.
Might be the same thing with Kirk Cousins. Still looking for competitive drive. Still looking for a place to fling it.
And he chose Atlanta, and he got beat out. Okay. Welcome to pro sports.
Would you take him here now over what everything else that we have?
Yes.
I would, too. I take him too.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.